This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Well, summer's over, so it's the perfect time for that fall vacation. Well, fall is the perfect time to go if you're planning on vacationing on a farm, which is what a growing number of people are choosing for a cheap getaway. Sabri Benishour has the story.
It's apple season on Christina Allen's organic homestead farm. And as she trudges through her orchard, she grabs a piece of fruit from a tree and tests it for ripeness.
Mm-hmm. It's almost ready. 90%.
Allen isn't just out testing the fruit. She's teaching two farmhands how to harvest.
When you say denuded, you mean take all the apples off?
Take any apples off. Make sure you get it completely so that it's stripped clean of apples.
The farmhands, Bob Giesel and Aaron Salisbury, get up at 6 a.m. They weed, they harvest, they process applesauce and make vinegar. They spend some time with the chickens.
Scrape dried manure with crud on it from the chicken coop.
Now, these aren't farmhands like from a John Steinbeck novel. They're doing this for fun. And they're interested in starting their own organic farm.
Wanting to tap out of the rat race for both of us.
Salisbury and Giesel stay for free in a small yellow cottage on this homestead, and in return, they help Christina Allen and her husband Frank and learn a thing or two about organic farming along the way. This thing that they're doing, sort of organic farming tourism slash apprenticeship, is a real thing. It's called WOOFing, Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms.
In the last couple of years, our membership has doubled pretty much each year from the previous year.
Sarah Potenza started Woof USA. She connects farmers and woofers. In 2008, there were 3,000 people signed up to be woofers. In 2012, more than 17,000.
I think more and more people have been looking for an affordable vacation. I attribute a lot of that to the way the economy has been in the last couple of years. And also people are looking for some sort of meaningful vacation, too.
It helps the farmers out, too. On the Allen's farm, it's time to water the animals and bring in the flocks and start all over again tomorrow morning. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.